Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The talk returns after all the drama, and Cheryl is firing back.
I want to clear something up.
Then Halle Berry gets brutally honest about why her relationships fail. And Katy Perry admits the motherhood struggle is real.
It's wild, like having a baby, and then 5 weeks later, you're like, back in the hair and makeup chair.
Our all-new interview with the Idol judges.
Today, we are talking all about love. Why Halle Berry's relationships fail, Bethany Frankel's dating deal breaker, and is Leo DiCaprio ready for marriage? Justin is out, so please welcome Jonathan Bennett and, of course, Kim Whitley back to the show. All right, let's get into our top story. Is it okay to hit on someone who is married? Well, according to Niecy Nash, the answer is hell no. And she has a tough message for anyone who thinks it's okay to slide into the DMs of married people. Listen to this.
This is a PSA for those of you who have been disrespectful in the comments or the DMs of someone who is married. I'm going to tell you stop it, and I'm going to tell you why. One, it's disrespectful. Two, you end up in a situation where you show up to a place saying, I'm about to play myself. God is never going to tell you that somebody else's spouse is your good thing. Stop it.
Okay, so DC did not explain what inspired her PSA, but I can tell you what inspired
her PSA. Talk to us.
When you got glammed that good that day, you got to come up with something to do a selfie video. The whole time she was talking, all I could think was, Niecy is feeling herself today.
Yes.
And she is like, you know what?
I got
one DM that's rubbing me the wrong way, but you know what? I've got glam. I'm going to make this a whole thing.
That's right.
She looks so good. But you know what? What do you guys think? Flirty comments in a married person's DMs?
Go ahead, because I'm usually the person in the DM flirting.
Well, I mean, she didn't say. Did she say or did she not say that it was flirting in the comments? Like, can you slide into a DM or make a comment to a married person? Yes, because that would be crazy to say you could never speak to someone who is married. No one would ever talk.
Right.
Right? So it's what's the intention behind it is what's at question here. And I will tell you this, though. She did a PSA, but I have a PSA as well. To anyone that ever gets image blurred in their DMs, do not unblur the image.
Oh.
It is not something you want to see.
But doesn't your curiosity
Wait. How do you unblur? I'm sorry.
If someone sends you images in your DMs and Instagram says, hey, you don't know this person, so we've blurred the image for your safety.
Got it.
Do not open it because it's not something you want to see. I'm 100% sure of.
Jonathan, I always open it.
Oh, you do, don't you?
I always open it.
I'm curious.
And I don't get as many. And they're not pics. You think like they're going to be a pick, and I'm always disappointed. It's not. It's something totally
random.
It's
a print saying, hey,
it's like, hey, I liked your jeans you wore today. And I'm like, well, thank you, but I thought I was going to get a pick.
No, have you seen my Etsy
totally
board?
No, I'm just kidding. But listen,
What do you think?
You know, of course not. You don't want to hit on a married person. It's a waste of your time and your energy.
Well, somebody slid into your husband's DM. What would you think?
The thing is, it doesn't bother me. In fact, like whenever I get them and I show them my husband, we laugh. Like we laugh at them because to me, I think like, do you really think that's going to work? Because some of these are so, If it's over the top ridiculous, like, ooh, I wish you showed more cleavage on the show today, because I get weird ones like that. And it's something like that, we just laugh.
Oh, so you've read my DMs to you.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And so we just laugh and think, well, does this person really think I'm going to read this and say, he gets me. He gets me. I am leaving my husband. I am going for this guy. All because he wants me to show more cleavage. I mean, it just depends on how stupid it is or if it's thoughtful. Now, if I had a girl that was thoughtfully talking to him and, you know, like just trying to become friends and slow roll it, then I'm going to be more upset than just the random compliment.
Well, yeah.
Thoughtfully saying, I really liked your trousers today. God bless you. Really? That's what you think? It's going to... No. That's not why you like sliding it. That's why it's called sliding into
that's
a
That's my point, because she... If someone's really putting time and thought into actually developing a sort of friendship with him and then a relationship with him, I'm more terrified. I would be more scared of that. Like, if they're having, like, a conversation or something like that.
Oh, you J-Lo now.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
We don't have FaceTime.
None of that.
None of that. But if you want to just hit on him and tell him he's hot, no he's hot. That's why I married him.
That's why. Oh,
hey, yes. Well done.
That is true.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But have you ever read a DM and thought, this could work, like, to you, Kim?
Oh, yeah, I read a lot of DMs. and you know, some of them, but you never know because they're strangers. But when they send me, you know, like, their ID and their bank account, I'm straight. Oh, that's not right?
Yeah, no,
credit score? I got a credit report. No, but I really, DMs, I don't really go through all of them because there's a section on your Instagram that there's a whole bunch of people that you can't let in. Then there's the regular DMs. It's the section that can't get in. That's where the real DMs are.
Yes.
That's where the images are blurred.
Yes.
See, I never go over there, and I just wonder which section Niecy was in. Was she in the private section that people just DM, or did she go over to that other side?
The dark side.
I'm assuming the dark side because, well, maybe not, but because if it's a private message, that means she has corresponded with that person at some point because you're not into that inbox unless you either follow each other or you've messaged each other or tagged each other
responded
at some
or something.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's a little close to home.
I'm going to the dark side then. I didn't know that's how that was, so
yes.
I'm talking to people I already know. Oh, I'm never going to that side again. I'm going straight to the dark side. My husband might be on the dark side.
That's true.
But I haven't let him in.
That's right,
true.
See?
I'm unblurring everything today.
All right, good idea. Let me know what you see. Did you know that before she was a housewife, Bethany Frankel was a celebrity nanny? She used to babysit Paris Hilton. They caught up together on the This Is Paris podcast, and Bethany revealed her dating deal breaker.
What's a relationship deal breaker for you?
Relationship deal breaker for me is somebody that wants to be famous.
A hungry tiger. I hate guys who are hungry tigers. It's just embarrassing and beyond.
I know. And it's hard to tell sometimes.
It is.
Wow.
He said a hungry tiger.
That's a good name for it.
That is a sterile girl. That's usually what I call myself.
You two are famous. Tell me, have you ever had a hungry tiger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say this. In my, 20s, it was a weird thing to be Aaron Samuels and then like trying to find love. That right there is a reality show in itself. But it was tricky, and that's why I think I fell so in love with my fiance James, is because when he met me, he had never seen Mean Girls, nor did he know who I was. He actually tried to get out of the interview because he's like, I don't know, this kid from Mean Girls, I don't know. Tried to get one of the other girls to come and interview me instead of him, and then luckily he showed up because his best friend wanted a picture for October 3rd. That's a whole nother story. But yes, I definitely think people try to date people that are famous to try to get famous, which might never work for me, because if you want to get famous, you're not going to want to date me because no one cares.
Okay, let's help the people here.
Hungry tiger. Let's help
the people. If they run into their celebrity crush in real life, is the best way to play the game is, what's your name? Leo?
No.
Leo DiCaprio. Oh, nice to meet you. Like, what do you, what, how
oh,
should you play?
I've done it. I mean, but, okay, I've been that person. I've been the tiger, and I've been the prey.
Really? Oh, who did you tiger?
Absolutely, I did.
Who did you tiger?
I did tiger. Well, we'll just say it was, he played for the Indiana Pacers.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, I met him, and he told me, first of all, he was really, really tall. And I said, oh, my God, a hockey team? He was like,
okay.
No, that's a basketball team. I was like, oh, I don't really watch sports. I knew exactly who he was.
Exactly.
Okay.
And did that work better?
It did work better. You know, instead of being the goopy and, oh, yeah, knowing everything, I was like, I don't know anything.
Well, I mean, I'm not even being shady, but Meghan Markle says she had never even looked up Harry.
Exactly.
So, oh,
you're on the date
she
like
played,
this.
She played that card well, and it worked out well
yes,
for her.
A hungry tiger. I'm more like a hungry cougar now.
I agree. I think if you're going to beat your celebrity crush in real life and you want to try to actually, you know, you really do have a serious crush, you can't be a super fan. As soon as you're a super fan, they've put you in a box of this person.
With everyone else.
Yep.
But, okay, yes, I see what you're saying. However, it will come out if you say to the person, because it's happened to me a million times, oh, I don't know who you are. Cut to, like, a month later, we're talking, and they let it slip, like, oh, me and my girlfriends are having, like, Mean Girls Night, blah, 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 or, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it will come out of who, like, they know who you are. So then
you
now
can't hide it forever.
You started your relationship with a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bad. No. Don't fully lie. Just downplay.
Downplay, yes.
Downplay.
Yes, downplay.
One thing is you don't want to date a person who, this is the worst, you're on the red carpet or you go to a little, you know, I'm thinking I'm with this guy. He's cool. He's going to sit back. Next thing you know, he's running before me to get to the carpet. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Nobody's going to take your picture unless you're standing next to me.
Right.
Right. And then, you know how the photographers are like, okay, all right. We want Kim by herself. And they're like,
uh-huh.
Like, no, excuse. And then they run and they're like, introduce me to him. It will make, it makes your, you're like, if you don't sit down somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but what happens?
Is that the last carpet you went to?
Yeah, I have a rule. I don't take men to any red carpets or functions unless we are serious or about to get married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it, because I have learned, honey, them little hungry tigers, woo, you gotta feed them.
Yeah, and you're the meat.
Gosh. All right, coming up, you guys, Mariah and Brian, Michael and Lori, which hot Hollywood couples are about to put a ring on it? Plus, our new interview with Katy Perry, how she went back to work just 5 weeks after giving birth. That's all coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. All right, question for you guys. Can there truly be commitment without a few carrots? Okay, time to play. Buy her a ring or no need for bling. Our first couple, Mariah Carey, Brian Tanaka. These two have been linked since 2016. I'm going to be honest, I forgot about them, but
all right,
they've been constantly kind of showing up on each other's Instagram pages over the years. So what do we think? Are they headed for a ring? Or just happily dating forever?
I think they should. This is what I feel like they should just, don't put any pressure on it.
No, yeah. I think that what's working now is good. I don't want to see Mariah Carey get married in.
Right, I don't want to see her get married anymore.
Because this one, even though they've been together for a long time, for some reason, I still get nervous about it.
But it also kind of works in a weird way, right? Like, when you see them together, you like it, and it just, I feel like it's good as is. Let's
right.
Don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I was going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. They're fine, just like, you know. Mariah's she's a whole entity.
And how do you propose to Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
That's the other question, right?
It's
like,
tough.
Yeah.
The nerves I would have having to do that. I don't know. I think maybe it's just nerves. That's why he hasn't done it.
Maybe. All right. Well, how about Leo DiCaprio and Camila Morrone? They were first spotted together in 2017, and they've been inseparable ever since. Is she the one to let Leo to get him to settle down? Yes! Yeah! We all want to see Leo married with babies and all of the things.
Yes. Just little Leos running around. Yes. That's all I want.
You can do it. Look at them.
They are
cute. They look
cute.
Like they are on their way.
Ugh, she's so pretty. Okay, yeah. All signs are pointing to happily ever after for Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Is it too soon to settle down?
Yep.
Too soon, but I do think eventually it will be this, but not, hopefully, give
right.
it a
so
year.
I'd like to see a long relationship or yeah. Long enough. Yeah. Not a long, but, you know, let's give it a couple years.
You know, here's the thing that I found in a relationship. When it comes to Michael and like how big of a star he is, when you're busy and you're working all the time, a lot of people think like, oh, we don't have time for a relationship. But actually what I found, that's actually the best time to be in a relationship. Like when I got in a relationship with my fiance, like it was when I was the most productive, did the best work because I had a partner that supported me. I knew like what the end game was. And so there are all the other things that come around when you're not actually engaged or not married or, you know, single, that there's a lot of things for other things.
But I kind of disagree on that. I disagree on that because when you're busy, sometimes you don't have enough time to put in the relationship. And so you haven't spent enough time with that person because you're so busy and I'm doing this and that. And now the real, you know, we send our representatives.
Uh-huh.
And so we haven't spent enough time to see the real person or get to know them because we're so busy and we haven't spent enough time with them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've thought I had a prince and it was a frog.
Aww.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just when you feel like it's right, you'll feel like it's right.
When you know, you know.
When you know.
And I do think Michael and Lori are really, really into each other. So
yeah.
I think
they
this
do.
Will happen. This will happen.
I think I'm gonna do this this summer.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all just said, okay, boy, what is this? I see you, Carissa.
Okay.
You don't believe that I can get married this summer. My daddy has been watching the show since I've been here,
uh-huh.
And I want him to know that I'm going to get married.
Right.
I know you've been waiting.
But who?
So I think we got a commercial or something coming up.
Oh,
We haven't figured that out yet. Okay. Up next, Kim Kardashian's surprising secret to making time for family, work, and law school. Is this something you'd be willing to try? Plus, we're hanging with Paula Abdul for her return to American Idol. Don't go anywhere.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Some big baby news in today's Hollywood Minute. Congratulations to Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song. His rep confirms to us that the couple has welcomed their first child, a baby boy. His name is Dakota Song Culkin, in honor of Macaulay's late sister. The first-time parents say they are overjoyed. Congratulations. Madonna just dropped some serious cash on the weekend's L.A. area mansion and went for $19.3 million. Which actually is apparently a deal because that's $6 million less than what he listed it for. The home is over 12,000 square feet with 7 bedrooms, 9.5 bathrooms. It sits on 3 beautiful green acres. Keeping up with Kim Kardashian takes a whole lot of planning. Her mom, Kris, covers WSJ Magazine and shares how it's done in her new interview.
I look at her schedule several times a day, but I get a fresh one every night. Of course, and a fresh one in the morning because things change. And every single time she's got 2 or 3 hours blocked out in the afternoon before her kids finish school for her studying for law school. And nobody can interrupt it.
Jeez, that's a lot. Kim, does anyone have a copy of your schedule?
Of course they do. Erlene got one. Siobhan has one. Joshua has one. My agent. Because it's right, it changes. I understand.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'm going to send you my schedule, actually.
I would like to know where you're at all times.
It's a lot.
That would be very important to me. No, if there's anybody that I would love to have a copy of my daily schedule, it would be my mom. Because a mom will see it and be like, oh, she probably would love a lunch. Or my mom would, you know, she'd be like, oh, let me watch the kids for an hour and do all those things.
No, it's absolutely
true. I want my mama to have my schedule.
Your mom, so she could say, oh, she needs, but you know what? People do that. Like my assistant would say, where is Joshua's time in here? Because we get so caught up in our careers. I have a son.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old. She's like, okay, where's your Joshua time? She's like, okay, I'm taking everything off your schedule. You're going to just spend a whole day with Joshua. It's crazy. So I can imagine Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And she's just keeping a track on the investment, too. Like,
right.
That. Let's like track your assets. That. Look who it is keeping
Don't
track
worry,
of Kim.
Don't worry, I'll take the grandbabies.
Yeah,
you
like,
just go do that.
Yeah, you just go out there, all right? Come on. Like, that's smart. That's a smart businesswoman. That's what that is.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Katy Perry is a global superstar, an American Idol judge, and she's built a good life with Orlando Bloom. But even for Katy, the motherhood struggle is real. Listen to what she just told us on the set of American Idol.
Well, you know, when we first started filming this season, I stepped in after giving birth 5 weeks, and I was pumping in between breaks. And, you know, the show was really kind and considerate for that. And so I felt really supported, although it's wild, like having a baby. And then 5 weeks later, you're like back in the hair and makeup chair. And you have 15 sentences after only having like 2 hours of sleep, but everything is great. Life is couldn't be better. And I just feel so grateful to be able to be a mother of a wonderful, beautiful girl and to have this job. Like, I'm blessed.
Aww. Happy for her.
Yeah,
the struggle.
And the struggle is
real.
And she said, I'm blessed. I love that.
Unfortunately, Luke Bryan tested positive for COVID-19, so he had to stay home. But the other judges said he was texting them all night long, and the show was in very good hands because OG American Idol judge Paula Abdul was there to fill in.
I'm visiting my little brother on the show that we started with the other brother, Randy, and grandfather, Simon.
That throwback of you and Ryan, I mean, Ryan looks 16.
I know.
Baby.
I know.
He was a baby.
I mean, you look 16 as well, and you still look 16. It's crazy.
Ryan used to have, like, he used to frost his tips. And spike his hair out with the frosted tips.
Don't let us find that picture.
Oh, I got him.
Don't let us, please let us have that picture.
All right, well, Lionel, don't worry, we got you. Check out this picture of Ryan with some frosted tips.
Oh!
Looking good, Ryan. We love it.
Really? We do? Okay.
Well, I love it because it was the time, right?
It was the time.
Everybody
okay.
was doing that. And
When you heard Ryan's voice just go, this is American Idol. That was like,
that
you're welcome.
True.
That was just my childhood right there. That sound, it was so fun.
I'm gonna say that too. That was my childhood. That's how you do it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
The frosted tips, it takes me back to my brother with those little caps pulling up the hair and then putting sun in.
Sun in!
Oh, my God.
Sun in! Oh, my God.
Lime juice.
That's a throwback.
Yes, lime juice.
Oh, my God. That is so... I don't think black people did that.
Does
Okay. No, that's what happened in our house. Okay. So there was also this mystery on the show last night. Wyatt Pike made the top 12, then dropped out for personal reasons. And everybody is still very, you know, upset about this, but that's all we know so far. American Idol returns Sunday night on ABC. All right. After the break, the one thing Halle Berry does that could backfire for her on in her relationships. Here we go. We're hearing from her next. Let's get this out. Welcome back. It is time for Pop of Love. Halle Berry has struggled to find her happily ever after, and it seems her issue could be that she trusts men too much. Listen to what Halle and her friend Lindsay Flores said on their IGTV series, Bad and Bougie.
I'm always trusting, and I see people's agendas. You do. And that's annoying sometimes because you always think everybody has an agenda.
That is not true.
No, you do.
No, that's actually not true.
That is true.
No, I won't let you
think
say
everybody
that.
Has an
no,
agenda.
No, I don't.
And I'm always like, not everybody has an agenda.
No, I don't.
So Hallie's very trusting.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
No, she's from Cleveland. We're trusting. Yeah. She's laid back. Well, you know, we're Cleveland people, so I understand how trusting she's been. I get it.
Has that changed over the years for you, either of you? Because you're from Toledo, right?
Yep, Toledo.
Yeah.
We're both Ohio.
Ohio.
O-H-I-O, and Hallie. Baby.
And Hallie. So I think, you know, you're a Midwest person. You're kind of trusting. And then we come out to Los Angeles and we get the Tiger Cubs or whatever they call the people. And, you know, you get burned a couple times. Your trust level and your prenup level goes up.
Goes up. Yeah, exactly.
The importance of getting that prenup gets a little more important. I can relate to that totally. Yeah. In fact, it's something, you know, my husband will sometimes get on to me about, just, you know, like, you need to not... Not that, like, don't be nice to everybody, be nice to everybody, but don't be so trusting of everyone.
No, it's true. It took me a long time to get your phone number. I had to DM her and ask her for her number. I was like, I'm on the show with you. Hello, Kim Whitley, remember me?
And then her and her husband open the DMs and laugh because she's like, hey, look at this, babe. This is a good one.
First of all, that's categorically false. She had my phone number the very first day she came. And in fact, she took forever to text back.
Okay, let's get back to Halle Berry. See, this is how it goes on this show.
But I think that's true, right? Like, I think I'm inherently trusting. And then in Hollywood, when you live in Hollywood for 20-some years or whatever it may be, you know, you develop, you get burned a lot and you build a wall up. But then I think there comes a point, and it feels like that's what Halle's doing, that... It's not fun to live with a wall up 100%. All the time, and it's exhausting. And even though it might not be the smartest thing to just trust everyone, and even though it's a little bit harder, I think at the end of the day, as someone that's experienced this, it's a better life.
Yeah.
It's a better life to live more openly.
I agree with
Halle
that.
Halle Berry.
Not easy, but it's better.
Fun. Yep. Well, Venus, the planet of love, is in Aries right now, which I guess basically means it's big first date energy. Astrologers say these two together are red hot and will light a sexual fire in you that's great for one night stands and flirting. So,
oh my God. I just realized it was Aries. My best friend. I'm my best friend. Caroline Ray, happy birthday. Today is her birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday, Caroline Ray.
That's right. And that's all she is. She's into astrology.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I, you know, What's going on, Carissa?
You need to go on a date today.
Today is the day.
Today. So slide into her DMs if you haven't.
Please.
It's time.
I need a date because it's almost over, right?
Yeah.
This is the
2 days left.
The first date right now. I believe in this. I got 2 days. After that, I'm a mess. So please hit me up on my Instagram, Kim Whitley.
Yeah. But tell them your Instagram. Just tell them it.
Kim Whitley, K-Y-M, Whitley. Hit me up. And I don't care if you're blurred out.
Yeah. In fact, to send the blurry images, we have 2 days left. We need to know what we're working with.
I will
there
not.
You go.
You know, I haven't been on a date. You know I'm touch star. Because I've been in this pandemic. Touch me. Just touch me a little
there
bit.
There you go.
Lord. Woo! That felt so good.
In fact, I'll just move over a little there. Closer to you.
Wow.
There we go.
Who needs a first date when you've got Jonathan
there
here?
There you go.
Yes! I need
energy already.
So you come here often?
I don't even know how to act on a date.
COVID safe, guys. Get over here.
Got it.
Quick question.
Okay.
Best first date story or worst first date story? Either of those you have?
Jonathan, go.
Oh! Okay, here's the thing. Back in the day, I thought it was a cool thing to, for first dates, go out for hot wings. Like, I thought that was a cool thing to do because I'm like, look, if you can throw down with some chicken wings, like really messy chicken wings, if you can throw down with that, I know I'm gonna like you. Like, if you go there and you sit down and it's like, I'm not into this, like, oh, it's too messy, like, we're not gonna work.
Right.
So I had a rule to make it really awkward because I love a good game. I would say, you're not allowed to wipe your hands or your mouth during dinner. So you're eating hot wings for the first time with someone.
You really want people to feel ugly.
Well, you just breaks that wall, right?
Okay.
It breaks that, like, barrier. Here's the problem. It normally went well, except the worst first date story is I did that once on Melrose at Hot Wing Cafe.
Oh, my God. We
my
used
favorite.
To go there all the time.
My favorite, too.
And
that's hilarious.
In the middle of the date, I had to go to the restroom. And so I went to the restroom to pee, and realized that I still hadn't wiped my hands off, but yet had to pee so bad that I went to the bathroom, and there was tons of hot wing sauce on my hands.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
So then when I got back to the table, I realized, oh my gosh, it burns. Oh my gosh, it burns. So the whole date, I'm sitting there like burning, and then he wiped his eye because he had an itch. He's crying, I'm burning. It was very, very bad.
You're lucky.
Very bad.
You're lucky he didn't think you had something else.
Well, that was the end of that date.
I mean, so how did you work that?
It didn't end out so well after that.
I'm burning in this vicinity. Yes. That's never a good first date.
You're crying, I'm burning.
That was bad.
It was over before it started.
Well, that's a pretty crappy date. All right, coming up, ages in Hollywood, the star who's revealing she was offered the role of a grandma when she turned 40. Is it different for guys? We'll debate when we come back.
Burn in!
Oh, holy Jesus.
This character meant so much to so many people and to me. And I love the book and I love this character. And I wanted to feel like, for myself at least, I had made her as genuine as I possibly could.
I should have done this years ago.
Done what?
This.
We were very keen to do a fight. How two middle class educated Englishmen would fight. You know, and you always have, when you do a fight scene in a film, you get the stunt guy comes along and says, no, you've got to take the right hook and you've got to throw it over here. And the whole thing becomes like a Hollywood fight. And we actually just locked him out of the room and said, no, we're going to do it just as though Colin and me were having a fight. And that's why it's so pathetic and sort of girly. Just sort of tragic attempts to kick each other and, you know, wrestling and hair pulling and stuff.
That came very naturally to both of us, yeah, to look like a couple of fools.
It was a huge moment watching Colin Firth and Hugh Grant fight on the street. It was a wonderful treat for every female involved in that project.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's a look back at one of our favorite rom-coms, Bridget Jones's Diary. It's been 20 years since that movie came out.
I mean, how old do you feel when Bridget Jones is 20 years old?
That's amazing.
Crazy. Well, we have another throwback for you guys. Now, you may not have known this, but before Kim and Jonathan teamed up here on their favorite show, Daily Pop, they actually worked together back in 2013. Take a look.
Mr. Peters?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Jordan, and I'm the chief administrator for this orphanage, and this is my assistant, Lysandra.
I clearly told Ms. Strasser that my son is not an orphan.
Well, I'm not here to dispute that.
That was a great wig. That was anything possible. And remember, the executive producer was Pastor Marvin Miles.
Yep.
We shot it in Detroit.
And it was Ethan Bortnick, the piano child prodigy.
That's
like
right.
8 years old and can play like every song on the piano by memory.
My gosh.
Yes, it was crazy. And we were at the International Gospel Center.
Yes.
In Detroit.
Yeah, we were.
That was fun.
And it was a good movie. And Lacey Chabert played my wife.
Really?
Wow. Yes. And she did everything from FaceTime because she was shooting another movie. So I think she was actually never there. I can't
Are
remember.
Are you kidding me?
I think it was only on FaceTime. Yeah.
It was fun.
It was a good time.
That was our first time together.
Uh-huh. And here we are, back in the saddle.
Woo, and we look much better.
Oh, we do.
You guys look good in both things, but I like that you're it's just weird to see you guys so serious because you guys are not serious at all.
I don't even know how I said those lines. Yes,
because we're brilliant actors.
Actors.
Oh my God, stop showing it. I can't take it.
My son's not an orphan.
It looks like the pearl necklace is choking me.
They didn't have much money for wardrobe in that one.
That's so funny.
It was a very low budget, but you know what?
But we made it happen.
We made it, and work is work.
Well, that's awesome.
That's why we're here.
I love that I get to bring you guys back together.
That was kind of cool.
That is cool. All right, let's move on to this one. The Matrix star Carrie Ann Moss says, once you turn 40, Hollywood considers you a grandma. Carrie says, literally the day after my 40th birthday, I was reading a script that I had come home, that had come to me, and I was talking to my manager about it. She was like, oh, no. It's not that role you're reading for. It's the grandmother. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Carrie revealed that it happened overnight. She went from being a girl to the mother to beyond the mother.
That's that internet. That internet start putting these ages out, even though mine is incorrect. But they start putting your age out, and now casting people go and they go on that role. I think you should play the role of what you look. That's what should happen. Oh. If she don't look like a grandma, she can't be a grandma. Now, she could play a grandma. They can age her up if they wanted to be an older grandma. But hey, it happens. I'll play a man if the check is right. Mm. I'll play a grandma, a great grandmother. Mm-hmm. I'll play an alien, whatever the check is. You're going to play it in Hollywood. I don't give a... You know me. I don't...
If the check clears...
If the check clears. I walked into the ice cream place yesterday.
Do you think...
Yeah, Carissa's like, Kim, shut up.
No. That's interesting that you said, because you said the internet, right? Because
yes.
A lot of celebrities try to hide their age as long as possible. And I think most people just assumed it was for vanity reasons. And maybe that's part of it. But maybe it is because they truly feel...
Absolutely, because of that.
They're going to be put into a box when it comes to casting.
It's absolutely true. I mean, my face is filled with so much Botox and filler, we don't know how old I am at this point. But the truth of the matter is, it's a hard pill to swallow. I remember it happened to me. The day you go from playing an ingenue in every movie to the day you get the phone call to play the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment that happens, it's a hard pill to swallow because your whole life is based on one thing and now it's not.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a bigger deal than people think. Yes. Like, oh, it's just your age. And no, it's like, it's a whole like psychological thing that happens.
It is, because they want to put you in a box and you really should just play what you look like. I walked into the ice cream place the other day with my son and two of the neighbors, and a little ice cream girl behind the counter. She was like, are these your grandkids? I was like, I'm choking you. I was like, no, this is my son and two of his friends.
And guess what? I don't want your stupid ice cream anymore.
I was like this. Oh my God, I gotta get some more Botox or something.
I got a guy.
Let's get on to the Bridgerton, because rumors just won't quit about this show. A new report claims Reggae Jean Page isn't returning to Bridgerton because of creative differences with Shonda Rhimes and her team. A source tells Page Six he was not happy that he wouldn't be the main focus of season two. This is the hottest show, and Shondaland just confirmed seasons 3 and 4 are a go. We have not confirmed this report, but I have to ask, would you leave a great job over creative differences?
You can't talk to me right now because Jesus. Not Shonda. I wouldn't leave Shondaland.
Nope.
Wouldn't leave it. Let me. But.
Go ahead.
What I'm thinking is 18 million people have seen you for the first time. Do you owe her some loyalty? A little bit. You might play like, I need a little bit more money. I'll come back for those 3-4 seasons they offered him. Mm-hmm. Not seasons, but episodes. But you have become such a big name. He needs to take, he probably doesn't want to wait until his name dies down. He's hot. This is, the iron is hot, and you got to strike.
You got to
go make those movies and whatever, not adult films. I mean,
Like, here's the thing. I don't know if I would say, like...
I'm gonna put this down.
Creative differences, yes. I understand that happens. But at the same time, as someone that's on a Shondaland show, like, when you're on set, it's brilliant. Like, it's Shonda Rhimes. Like, what creative differences? You're like, no, Shonda, the hit maker, I think I have a better idea. I'm like, if Shonda Rhimes wants me to cover myself in honey, roll around in a bed of feathers, and make out with someone, I'm like, I will do it. What do you want me to do? I'm in. Yes.
Wait, was that the scene?
So, oddly enough, I was covered in honey, rolling making out with Jay Hayden on Station 19.
You're stupid. You know what? But that is the truth. She's a hit maker and a star maker. Without Shonda, would we know this young man?
That's Shonda, obviously legendary. But what if it's not such a well-known director, creator?
You go on and get it's politics, of course.
Yeah.
And you don't want to burn a bridge, because you might have to walk across that bridge again, but you have to be kind of cool about it. It is his time. But this is the problem. We have to understand Bridgerton is about these books. Mm-hmm. He is not the lead in the next book. She can't go and say, that's like taking the crown and be like, oh, yeah, you know what?
It wasn't Queen Elizabeth.
You know what? I know you want that part. We're going to take Diane out, too. You can't do that.
That's a very good point. Very good point. All right. Up next, that's awesome. Celebs are loving the halter top dress, but do we? Try It or Trash It is next. And can you guess the celeb rocking this outfit? Is this...
What?
We'll be right back. Welcome back. All right. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celeb buzzing in this bee costume on his head. Any guesses on
I don't want to know who that is.
I think it's Taylor. It looks Taylor Lautner to me.
Oh,
I don't
know
why. What? I give like a Taylor Lautner, Zac Efron vibe.
Yeah. Oh, Zac.
It could be Zac Efron. He wears cool things like that.
Yeah.
Why do I think it's David Letterman?
David Letterman.
Oh, look who it is.
Okay.
Oh, Howie.
What?
Why?
Goofy hat. Okay.
Why
He's
is he
a goofball.
In there?
I guess I see it.
Protecting that.
Is he going to his kids' game?
Yeah. Well, son.
Son. Is he going to his children's school? I'm trying to understand
Perhaps.
What's happening.
Let's hope with
I can't.
That.
Nope, not going to deal with it.
All right, well, summer is right around the corner, and celebs are showing off more and more skin. We have the hottest new looks in this week's Tuesday Trends. If you want to shop the styles, pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen to get the looks. Okay, mini skirts, very hot right now. Beyonce, Cardi B, Kristen Cavallari have all been in them. Try it or trash it.
All of it. Love it.
I love it.
Love it.
I love a mini skirt.
Yes. I love them.
All of every last one of them. Fantastic.
And I love Kristen. She looks good in everything she wears. We did a movie called Van Wilder freshman year together. And I remember the first day she showed up on set, I was like, you look that good in an army uniform.
Yeah.
Like, how do you pull that off? She's just so good. Like, her body just always fits clothes really well.
I know. Yeah. It's called a hanger.
Right. Got it.
You have that perfect body and you literally look good in everything.
And if
like
you have good legs.
Yeah.
Mini skirt is only for good legs.
That's true.
There are some people that should not wear them, but I won't say that.
Okay. Halter top dresses are also very on trend right now. Kourtney Kardashian, Vanessa Kirby, Karrueche, they've all been wearing them. Try it or trash it. I don't know what it is, but I personally never like a halter dress on me. For some reason, I always feel very dated in it.
Same.
I'm not for the halter top. I mean, I don't like the crisscross material right there. Just for some reason, even if you have the body for it, it's okay if you're in the islands, maybe.
Yeah, Karrueche is fun, like vacation vibes.
Right. They just confuse me. Like, how do you do it? Right? Like, how does one wrap like that? Is it just like a strap?
Some,
I have no
you
idea.
You gotta have some help.
One.
Nice. It's,
some help and yeah. some tape and and maybe not a lot upstairs.
It seems like a wardrobe malfunction
maybe not
waiting
a lot
to
is
happen.
Good idea.
That would never work for me. I'd be straight arrested.
And now you're in jail.
Yep, in jail.
All right, you guys, up next is game time. Can you unscramble this pop culture word? Here's a hint. It's a music album that was released recently. Oh, I know it. Play along next.
Okay. I'm gonna lose.
Today is National Scrabble Day, and it's the perfect excuse for us to play a game called Hollywood Unscrambled. I'm going to show you guys the scrambled words, give you a clue. You have to buzz in, give the answer in under 15 seconds. First category, music, okay? This album was first released in 2008 before being remade recently. You have 15 seconds to guess. What is it?
Remade recently. Okay.
Fearless, Taylor
That's
Swift.
It!
Okay, that was good.
Very good. Okay,
wow. That was
next
good.
Category is celebrity name. She's an actress who just picked up an Oscar nom. Her first since making her movie debut in 2004 in an iconic teen comedy. Jonathan, apparently you should definitely know this.
Sydney something.
Madeline,
Yep. Going really well.
Amanda! The girl Amanda Seyfried!
Oh!
Yeah, that little girl.
That's
Amanda,
it!
Yeah, Seyfried,
good.
Yeah!
Oh, sorry, Amanda, I am so sorry.
You
I didn't realize we could use both.
Yeah, Amanda,
I am
little girl.
So never
first
forget
first
you.
Of all, I didn't realize you could use both lines.
This is bad.
I thought that was one and that was the other. Go on.
Okay, right, let's go.
Pop culture! Up next, okay, this big event happening again on April 25th last year. It happened on February 9th. What is it?
February 9th, they stormed the Capitol.
No.
Well, that ain't, okay, that's not pop culture, okay.
Another word, Oscars.
Golden Globes.
Where we,
Awards. Academy Awards.
Academy Awards.
All right, real quick, celebrity name. This singer shot fame on a reality show and then won her first Grammy this year.
On a reality show?
What?
A reality show? Does she have a big booty?
No, it's a
Beyonce.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
No,
yes, very good.
Okay. that was fun. And I just screamed,
come on, I feel like we're on Soul Train.
That's it.
This is like Soul Train with the
Jonathan, come back soon. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.